Why do I seem to put so much weight on the thoughts of others? Why do any of us? Well, for me, abusive words and actions inflicted me as a child. And I will confess that still in times of weakness and isolation, even now, decades later, I still allow those thoughts to overtake me. I pray in those moments that God works through me in spite of me, that Christ's mind will define me, that the Holy Spirit will guide me, and I will submit to their defining plan. But do you ever allow words said and deeds done to you define who you are? Well, I pray this meditation from 1 Samuel chapter 2 will bring you peace and healing as you submit to God's view of who you are. I pray that you and I will both encounter the sufficiency of our holy God and allow Him to work in us. So expect the truth that His glory is adequate to define who we are and all we need to be. And for this next 15 minutes, just leave behind how you think the world defines you and retreat into the truth of who God knows you are. Allow your mind to center, your breathing to ease, and your eyes to shut. As you encounter the singular glory of the triune God in the Heavenly Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from 1 Peter chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. And Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. But as God who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. And Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. For it is written, you shall be holy just as God is holy. And Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. Spend a few moments now glorifying God, just enjoying Him and dwelling in His presence. For by His grace, you are worthy. Did your mind wander to thoughts of unworthiness? Do you ever feel undeserving of His love? Whisper your answer. Through tears, whisper your shame. Take note of how your mind and body respond when the world tries to define you, or when you accept the world's definition of who you are. But now, turn from those lies to center on the truth of who you are. By God's grace, through faith in Christ, you are pure, perfect, righteous, and holy. Center there. Center on holiness. center on the truth of your salvation by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to Scripture alone, and all for God's glory alone. Center on you as a child of the God of creation. Whisper, Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. Just allow the words to become your centering prayer. Stay there as you center too on your breathing. Don't control it, just be mindful of it. Let each full deep breath from your belly fill you with that divining truth. Breathe out shame. Breathe in the defining holiness of God. Without effort, be aware of each breath filling your body with the pneuma, the Holy Spirit of the Holy God. Filled with thoughts of divine identity, leaving no room for the world. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you. Continue as you soak in God's glory and listen to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for life application as I read from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2 from the New Living Translation. Listen for God's message of hope and glory through the prayer of Hannah, a prophetess and the mother of King Samuel. My dear friend, my child, don't let others define who you are. Rest your faith in God alone, for no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides him. There is no rock like our God. Did a recurring word, image, or thought come to mind? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. What thought did God's Spirit make you aware of? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the beauty of the divine presence. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New International Version. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. What in that passage most resonated with you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper reflection as you listen once again, now from the New International Reader's Version. The Lord has filled my heart with joy. He has made me strong. I can laugh at my enemies. I'm so glad he saved me. There isn't anyone holy like the Lord. There isn't anyone except him. There isn't any rock like our God. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What deep longings are you ready to share and confess to him? Well, let these reflections move you now into a time of prayer, and allow this next minute for Hannah's prayer to be yours, for you to be defined by the holiness of God and not the wickedness of the world. You to take a moment and listen to Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in the past was written for your instruction, so that you can have hope through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures. May the God of patience and support give you the same attitude towards each other, similar to Christ Jesus' perspective. That way, you can glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ together with one voice. So now, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the book that you think the world has written to define you. Words and deeds of lies and falsehoods. Give the worldly words and actions no weight. In fact, imagine seeing that book in your hands. And now, close it. Just push it aside. Instead now, center on the words of God. Words for your instruction, hope, encouragement, and endurance. Take this next minute to contemplate who you are in Christ, what you are in his image, and let this define you. Let this be your praise, your thanks, and your meditation. rest your centering on the holiness of God's glory. And don't be burdened by thoughts of unworthiness. Those are not thoughts of God. You were created to know and encounter the glory of God like none other. Be mindful, too, of moments that God may use you to reveal His glory to another that you meet along the way. For now, receive this prayer of blessing, not to let others define who you are, but rest your faith in God alone, for no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides Him. There is no rock like your God. So may you know your identity in Christ, your individuality by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the holy glory of God as you whisper without ending, "Heavenly Father, I seek no one but you, no one but the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen."